ODDTV.
All I'm offering is the truth.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is ODD. I have some updates that tie in with one of my latest videos called Revelation, Bill Gates and ID 2020. It's about microchips for a cashless society. Check that video out if you haven't. But a new patent has been uncovered, and to say that it's interesting would be an understatement. This publisher number for this patent is WO2020060606. And it's a Microsoft patent titled Cryptocurrency System Using Body Activity Data. Let's read the description. Human body activity associated with a task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. A server may provide a task to a device of a user which is communicatively coupled to the server. A sensor communicatively coupled to or comprised in the device of the user may sense body activity of the user. Body activity data may be generated based on the sensed body activity of the user. The cryptocurrency system communicatively coupled to the device of the user may verify if the body activity data satisfies one or more conditions set by the cryptocurrency system, and award cryptocurrency to the user whose body activity data is verified. The language of this is intended to be vague and leave the reader not really understanding what this all means, but this is mind-blowing. The number 060606, and this has to do with using currency that's directly connected to your body? It doesn't get any crazier than this. This is exactly what one would think of when thinking about a Mark of the Beast microchip style technology that would be used in the buying and selling of goods. This patent is about mining cryptocurrency, but it's still to do with human bodies connected to a device that processes money, in this case, crypto money. Let's read Revelation 13, 16 through 18 one more time. We went over this in my other video multiple times, but it says,
"And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
The fact that this Microsoft patent bears the number 666 is quite startling. A lot of us knew that these things were coming, but this is unfolding a little faster than most of us anticipated. So watch my last video, which will be linked in the description, while keeping this patent in mind and see it all coming together. This inevitable cashless society where humanity is to be microchipped at birth is right around the corner. This is most likely one of the many purposes of getting the 5G network up and running. The microchip technology that will be inside of people's bodies will communicate directly with the network, keeping track of the subjects at all times. It makes more sense to me now that they would need a more advanced communications network because of the massive amounts of people that will have these microchip implants that constantly transfer information to the network. It's a lot of information to handle.
Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
In other news, Bill Gates' Microsoft just recently released a commercial for their HoloLens 2, using none other than the spirit-cooking queen of Pizzagate, elite-renowned occultist, black magic practitioner, Marina Abramović. After a massive backlash, the video was set to private, and all traces of the campaign were scrubbed from Microsoft's official website. In the promotional video posted on and swiftly removed from Microsoft's official YouTube account, Abramović is described as the most legendary performance artist working now.
the most legendary artist working now.
Advertisement consists of people wearing the HoloLens device to witness a ghostly version of Abramovich appearing out of nowhere while walking around wearing a symbolic red dress. If you happen to be unaware of who this wicked witch of a woman is, be sure to check out the new documentary called Out of Shadows. I'll link that in the description as well. You'll learn a lot more about all of this and why there was such a big fuss about Microsoft using her to promote their product. Okay, so there's a scene where Marina explains why this technology appeals to her dark tastes.
The life is dealing with what is going to stay after I'm not there anymore. And I can face myself. And that's a frightening experience. Really, like you face your own ghost. There is always this great idea of immortality. Once you die, the work will never die because the work of art can continue. In performance, the piece is only in the memory of the audience and nowhere else. Here, I am kept forever.
The short promotional campaign video was received very poorly, with 90% thumbs down and nearly nothing but negative feedback by those commenting on the video. Speaking of backlash and negative feedback, it seems the world is waking up. Head over to Bill Gates' official Twitter, Instagram, or any other social media account, and you'll see people giving Bill Gates the business, left and right. So, just for fun, let's head over to Bill Gates' Instagram and read some of the comments. Alright, we're here at Bill Gates' official Instagram page. He's got 5.3 million followers. Let's check out some of the comments he's getting when he posts something. Right off top, can I see your doctor's license, please? Yeah, that's a good point. Wow, looks like your coronavirus fame has backfired hardcore. Going to have to pass on any vaccines you're cooking up as well. One day you will answer for your crimes. If you desire population reduction, why don't you start with yourself and your children who are not vaccinated? Heart. I'm so happy that so many people are awake and aware of that vaccination propaganda. Thank God. No evil power on earth. We say no to your vaccines. This is so beautiful. We the people are standing up together. This virus was a blessing in disguise, and it has backfired on these people, particularly Bill Gates. We will not stand for the smoke and mirrors anymore. We are awake. Open the economy back up. I agree with that. Yes, I was getting worried. People are still sleeping, but these comments give me some hope. Yeah. I'll support that. Try to get that thought, that line of thought out into the ether a little more. No ID microchips, crimes against humanity, number one offender Bill Gates. Yeah. Investigate Bill Gates. Yeah. Bill and Melinda Gates, crimes against humanity. Sign the petition at whitehouse.gov. I already did that. If you guys haven't done that, head over to whitehouse.gov, sign the petition. The world will be a better place without Bill Gates. Bill Gates, please save the world by having no part in it or just leave everyone alone, especially children. Yeah, agreed. Wow, people really aren't feeling you, mate. Don't think it's gonna be so easy when so many people are woke. I don't like that term very much, but I don't mind other people using it. Won't hear me saying it. People, they cannot keep up with us. Keep posting, we will win. Yes, I'll definitely put that line of thinking out into the ether. We will win, we will win. There is more of us, there are more of us than there are of them. If we take a stand at the same time, we can definitely win. All right. The people are waking up. The virus is fake. It's all a lie to vaccinate us. Leaving my daily post. We do not consent. No, we don't. Your plandemic has backfired on you and Fauci. Billy Boy, this stay at home has woken the sheep. Pizzagate, the awakening, the cabal. Rashad Buttar watched them all. People have woke up. I am one. Go to hell. Wake up, people. We do not want your vaccine. And definitely no ID 2020. Big no from South Africa. That's right, baby. Support. Australia does not consent. That's right. Support. You delete, we repeat. No from Sweden. That's right. The UK says no. No enforced vaccine. We know your evil plans. That's awesome. I like how you guys are coming out by country. So you get the point. It says it has 288,000 comments. And most of them are just like that. We do not consent. People are starting to recognize what a monster Bill Gates is. And it took long enough. I mean, it's been pretty apparent from the get-go. This guy is all about depopulation, eugenics, and just world domination through vaccines. It's insane. He's been spotted in two different interviews, two separate times, with this book sitting on the table next to him. The book is called How to Lie with Statistics. He's just rubbing it in our faces. It doesn't get any clearer than this.